Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 18th. As the summer heats up and the wildlands dry out, wildfires are exploding across the West. At one point last week, 9 wildfires burned in Colorado, causing air quality warnings to be issued in 3 different counties. The fires marked a busy beginning to the wildfire season. Fires in California and Arizona continue to burn, and more hot and dry weather is forecast. A handful of the fires in Colorado were human-caused, including the Peak 2 fire outside of Breckenridge that forced the evacuation of over 450 homes. It's a trend that has been heating up over the past few decades, according to Jennifer Bulch, an assistant professor in geography at CU Boulder, who led a study on the cause of wildfires in the U.S.
84% of all the wildfires that started in the U.S. over the last couple of decades were started by people. And that was a huge shock to us. We knew that people were involved in fire, but that amazing amount of fires that are started by people was striking.
For the study, Bulch looked at government records from 1992 to 2012 and found the majority of wildfires in the U.S., over 1.5 million, were started by humans. She says not only are humans a prominent part of the wildfire cycle, but combined with climate change, they're also making the fire season longer and more devastating.
And we're essentially tripling the length of that fire season and providing ignitions when lightning does it, during the spring and during the fall. What's important about that timing is that climate change is also increasing the number of hot days and the number of dry days. And so we have this convergence of climate change increasing the length of the fire season because of the weather conditions, and we also have people providing ignition sources during those times.
In Colorado, human-caused wildfires were much lower, just 30%, and burned over 1.2 million acres.
30% of the wildfires that start in Colorado are started by people, and that could include anything from debris burning to lighting a cigarette to fireworks. In fact, across the U.S., the single day with the largest number of wildfires started by people is July 4th. So over 7,000 fires across these two decades were started by fireworks on July 4th.
The 4 most expensive and devastating wildfires in Colorado, Waldo Canyon, Black Forest, 4 Mile, and High Park, all have 2 things in common. They were human-caused, and they happened in what is known as the wildland-urban interface. It's a place, says Bulch, made even more vulnerable due to homes and humans.
I think the first step is just recognizing how critical a role people play in our wildfires. You know, we think of them as a natural force, and they are, but people are playing a really substantial role. Not only are we playing a role, but we're also vulnerable to those wildfires as well.
To learn more about Jennifer Bulch's study, go to www.colorado.edu/today and search wildfire. According to the Denver Post, Colorado wildlife managers and homeowners have killed at least 34 bears so far this summer. This surge in what wildlife managers call, quote, lethal removals, is consistent in Colorado, where people kill more than 1,000 bears per year. According to Parks and Wildlife data, hunters killed 1,051 bears in 2015 and 933 bears a year ago. Wildlife managers and landowners killed 334 bears that they deemed dangerous. At least 77 bears were killed last year when they were hit by vehicles. Bears are the largest surviving carnivores in the West. Some wildlife managers point to recent dry conditions and shortages of natural food that may be driving bears into cities. But there is evidence that some bears facing urbanization of their habitat are growing accustomed to eating human food in trash cans, campsites, cars, and homes. Up to 50 people a day are calling the Parks and Wildlife Southwest Regional Office and reporting problematic bear behavior. Government wildlife managers and landowners killed at least 8 bears in the southwestern area between Pagosa Springs and Cortez. 1 bear had been eating chickens. 10 more were killed in mountainous areas to the east. 16 bears were killed in the northwestern Colorado region, and a couple were killed in the northeast region that includes Metro Denver and the booming North Front Range suburbs. Parks and wildlife officials guess the bear population in the state at between 17,000 and 20,000 animals, but admit much uncertainty in that estimation. Parks and Wildlife is stressing education as one of the most effective ways to prevent wildlife conflicts. Wildlife managers say that although many bear conflicts may seem unprovoked or random, most incidents are caused by a lack of general knowledge about wildlife or a willful disregard for a few basic rules. For more information about living with bears and avoiding conflicts, visit the Bear Aware page on the agency's website, cpw.state.co.us. Colorado welcomes more than 7 million visitors a year to federally protected lands, including Canyons of the Ancients National Monument, who inject nearly $500 million into local economies. Eric Gladys filed this story.
Public lands draw millions of visitors to Colorado who support local jobs and boost revenues, according to a new report by the Congressional Joint Economic Committee. Each year, the outdoor recreation industry adds more than $28 billion in consumer spending in Colorado, nearly $10 billion in wages, and some $2 billion into state and local tax coffers. Joel Benson, mayor of Buena Vista, says federally protected lands are an economic driver in many rural parts of the state.
Browns Canyon National Monument put a star on the map for us. In the last couple of years, we have seen increased tourism to the community, specifically because of the monument. Sales tax records are increasing every year.
America's national monuments are under scrutiny after President Trump issued an executive order charging the Department of the Interior to review monuments designated under the Antiquities Act after 1996, including Colorado's Canyons of the Ancients National Monument. GOP leaders claim the federal government overstepped its authority and have urged Trump to remove or shrink the designations. According to the report, the National Park System in Colorado welcomes more than 7 million visitors every year who inject nearly $500 million into local economies. National parks and the outdoor recreation industry support more than 235,000 jobs in the state. Deborah Gangloff with the Crow Canyon Archaeological Center says protected lands are a big draw for businesses, including the Montezuma County-based Osprey Packs.
Companies like that want to move to Colorado in order to give their employees that quality of life. Employees can spend their off hours hiking and skiing and boating and all the great things that our outdoors provide.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is expected to submit a final report on monument designations by August 24th. In his initial report, Zinke recommended shrinking Utah's Bear's Ears National Monument. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.